offer so many classes here on spiritual principles and spiritual practices. Or we can choose a path based on what we know today. Trust yourself. Choose today, or even in this moment, and act and think in ways that support the life that you want to live. So the next envelope that we get, that we receive, is the yellow envelope. So the yellow invitation is Spirit inviting us to explore what brings us joy in life. So what makes you happy? What's holding you back? This is an invitation to choose. So how do we know we've received the yellow cosmic invitation? We might be complaining about our job. We might be complaining about our relationship. We might be complaining about our health. Maybe we want to lose weight. Maybe we want to be healthier. So Ernest Holmes says, and this is the same thing that Mark said, we cannot live a choiceless life. Every day, every moment, every second, there is a choice. If there were not so, we would not be individuals. We have the right to choose what we wish to experience. We are individualized creative expressions, and we get to choose the life that we want. So what stories are we telling ourselves? What stories are we telling our families and our friends? So let's take a second and close our eyes again and think about a close friend or a family member. So what stories are you telling that person about your job or about your relationship? Maybe it's your health or any other topic that comes to mind. So we all have stories that we're telling. We can open our eyes now. So we have the right to choose what we want to experience. So what are you choosing today? The universe is inviting us to choose differently. That means do something different. You may have to have that difficult conversation in your relationship to establish healthy boundaries. You might need to find a new job or choose smaller portions of a meal, or maybe even skip the dessert if you're trying to eat healthier. Sometimes I think that we try to jump over the hill instead of taking one step at a time and going around it. Sometimes the choices may feel so big, but if we'd at least make a smaller choice today, we would be moving in the direction of the life that we want to live. So what can we do when we receive that yellow cosmic invitation? We can make a choice. Even when we don't choose, we're making a choice. We can create a vision board and become crystal clear with what we want. It's funny, Eric Butterworth, who wrote Spiritual Economics, he doesn't like vision boards. He calls it treasure mapping for material things. But when we put pictures and words on a board, and then we connect our feelings of joy and love and happiness to that image that we created, we are expanding our consciousness to accept our joy. And finally, you can come to the center for support. Surround yourself with people that support you with your dreams without judgment. So I'm teaching this the class Spiritual Economics, and we're having deep, I'm talking deep conversations about our prosperity. And it's all about our consciousness. And the yellow envelope is an invitation for us not to settle. We live in an abundant world, and we get to choose how big or small we want to play. Eric Butterworth talks about a fish in the ocean. Imagine that you're a goldfish in the ocean. Do you think that you would ever run out of ocean? So keep swimming. Keep living. And finally, we have the blue envelope. So this one is a little tougher to open. I use the blue envelope because this could even be painful. It's Spirit's invitation, and some people may say it's Spirit's demand, it's time to change. The universe provides us with opportunities to experience life in a whole new way. This is not a punishment or a judgment. This is time to stay open to the good. So how do we know we received the blue cosmic invitation? We could have lost our job. We could have lost a loved one. We could have ended our relationship or became ill or had some kind of health challenge. Ernest Holmes says, nature will not let us stay in any one place too long. She will let us stay just long enough to gather the experience necessary for the unfoldment and advancement of the soul. Nature demands the change in order that we may advance. So when change comes, we should welcome it with a smile and a song in our heart. So a few years ago, when I was back in Dallas, I really did not like the people that I worked with. I really liked my job. It was very, very challenging, and I really enjoyed everything that I was doing, but I just did not enjoy the people that I was working with. So you can say that I actually received the yellow envelope at the time, and I didn't do anything about it. During that same period, my oldest brother had a stroke and passed. And so I had to go home. My family, everybody went back to my brother's house in Oklahoma. And we had just recently lost my mother 2 years prior. And then now we lost my brother. So it was very, very painful. We were going through a lot of pain. And I know that everybody is familiar, or some people are familiar, with that roller coaster ride before and after a funeral. I was really wiped out. And when it was all done, I went back to Dallas, and I remember when I was driving to work one morning, and on that way into work, I told myself, I'm like, I'm not ready to go back to work. I'm not ready to jump back into the frying pan. I had three major projects that I was working on, and they were very, very difficult, and I was just not ready. So I show up at work, and when I showed up at work, my boss called me into the office, and he let me know that the department was in the process of doing some reorganization and that I was let go. So the first day that I came back, I was let go. So I'd never been fired from a job before. And I was really, really upset. I was mad at my boss, and I was disappointed at my boss because our company was growing so fast and so much that we needed everyone to keep everything going in our organization. And I knew about the reorganization, but I didn't think it was going to impact me. So I could have went to fear, or I even could have went to shame. But instead, I called my practitioner at the time, and I prayed with my practitioner. And then after I called my practitioner, I called one of my old bosses that work in another area of the company, and I told her what was going on. And she told me to enjoy my time off, and she would rehire me. So I was off work for about a month, and I'm not gonna lie, I had some fear, but I had more faith. This stuff works if you work it. So if I wouldn't have lost my job, I wouldn't be here today. And I thank God every day for being part of this community and living in Phoenix, where I get to do so many outdoor activities that I just love it. So I love my life now. It's way better than it was. I was open to those possibilities. So sometimes we experience so much pain and fear, it's hard to see the good. Sometimes we miss the opportunity to expand our consciousness or evolve to greater expressions because we become stuck. Remember what Ernest Holmes said, nature will not let us stay in any one place too long. When change comes, we should welcome it, because it's not over till it's over. So what should we do when we receive this blue cosmic invitation? We should lean into our faith. We should stand in our truth. We should pull out our spiritual toolkit and allow principle and spiritual practices to guide us. We should pray with the practitioner and allow the practitioners to know the truth for us. And finally, lean into our community. We are all here to love and support one another. So I found this great quote from Bob Goodhart that summed up this blue cosmic invitation. And he says, just remember, when you think all is lost, the future remains. So I'd like to close with you choosing one of the envelopes that represents your life right now. And that's why I asked for them to be passed out when you came in for service. So there's three envelopes, And so I'd like for you to choose one of those envelopes that represents the cosmic invitation that you're experiencing right now in your life. And then you can leave the other two envelopes on the chair. So I want to make sure that, did anybody receive an envelope that doesn't have an affirmation on it? Does everybody has an affirmation on the envelope that you're going to keep and take home with you? Okay, good. All right, so the white envelope, remember the white envelope invites us to claim our joy. And let's read this affirmation together out loud. I am open to infinite possibilities. I know that I am a beautiful, individualized expression of spirit. I am here to shine my light, and I know all life supports me. The yellow envelope invites us to make decisions to move in the direction of our good. So let's read that affirmation. I choose to live the life that I want to experience. Every experience and person I meet reflecting life back to me. Today I choose to move in the direction that supports who I've come here to be. And the blue envelope invites us to experience life differently and stay open to the good. So let's read that affirmation. I welcome the change in my life, and I am open to the good that is unfolding. I am never alone and fully supported every step of the way. My soul is always evolving to higher and greater expressions. Spirit opens the door to new opportunities to express and experience life. So I'd like for you to take one of these envelopes home with you and read the affirmation out loud to yourself as often as you can. Then what I would like you to do is write down on pieces of paper things that you're doing and decisions that you're making and actions that you're taking that honor that cosmic invitation that you receive. And every time you write something down on that little piece of paper, then stick it in the envelope. So we get to choose the life that we want to experience. How are you choosing to experience the joy in your life? So let us pray. So if you can just allow yourself to just get comfortable in your chair, close your eyes if you'd like, and just simply allow my words to be your words. As we rest in this ocean of love and peace and creativity, I feel the presence of God surrounding me and supporting me. I am the goldfish that swims in this ever-present ocean of love. I am surrounded by this intelligent mind that knows exactly what to do. Life is perfect order. Even out of what looks like chaos, beauty, and creativity will always emerge. I see the beauty in all life because I know that it is a perfect expression of God. I know that life is forever evolving and creating from itself to experience itself. I relax into this creative process because I know there is perfect balance in nature. I experience the joy and the excitement as my life continues to transform into greater expressions of spirit. I know that I am a child of God, birthed into being for a reason. All the love and peace and creativity is already in me. My life continues to transform because nature requires me to be all that I can be. We are individualized gifts to life, and spirit can only express itself uniquely through each one of us. We are here for a reason, or we wouldn't be here. Knowing this truth and feeling the loving support all around us, we welcome the cosmic invitation to life. We welcome each envelope knowing that it is an invitation to live more, to expand our consciousness, and to deepen our connection with God. We know that we are a child of God, birthed from this perfection, here to share our gifts and experience life. We are open to the infinite possibilities to express Spirit as us. We trust our choices because we are guided and directed by that divine intelligence that harmonizes all life. We choose to live. We choose to create. We choose to transform because it's not over until it's over. With a grateful heart, I am filled with joy. I am thankful to know that I am in this ocean of love. I am thankful that I am supported by so many people and experiences as I evolve to greater expressions of life and deepen my connection with God. I am grateful that I am still here, creating and experiencing life. And so it is.